Here's a story from The World.
U.S. intelligence officials were reportedly taken by surprise when they learned back in August that China tested a hypersonic missile. According to the Financial Times, the nuclear-capable missile circled the globe, traveling 5 times the speed of sound, before zeroing in on its target. Today, China's foreign ministry denied that this was a hypersonic missile test. A spokesman said it was a spacecraft and it happened in July. The World's Patrick Nguyen is following the story and is on the line with me now. What are the details about this test, Patrick, that got people's attention in Washington?
There's some confusion around this because it really was just in the last few hours that China's government said, hey, this was just a spacecraft test, though they didn't elaborate on what that meant very much. That said, it is a fact that China is working on hypersonic missiles, so this could be completely true. Hypersonic missiles are just an amazing piece of military hardware. So if you think about the traditional ICBM, the intercontinental ballistic missiles, you can think about, you know, throwing a softball underhand at someone way out in left field, and it goes up in a big arc and down, and you can see it coming. That's how ballistic missiles travel. The hypersonic missile, Marco, is like, you know, if you fired that baseball from a cannon, and as it's moving, you can manipulate it and make it veer suddenly from left to right. So the person in this analogy out in the outfield cannot catch it because the angle of approach can suddenly shift, and it's too fast to catch anyway. So that's what we're talking about. That's what a hypersonic missile is. And again, China says this wasn't a hypersonic missile test, and that may be true, but they have not yet explained why it looked so much like one.
You did say that China is developing hypersonic missiles. So if they have one eventually, what would that mean for the U.S.? A real game changer?
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it is true that if China does get a working hypersonic missile, there is zero chance the U.S. military can shoot it down. It would just be way too fast. The military would barely see it coming. But the deal is, you know, China already has 100 ICBMs, 100 ballistic missiles that can carry nuclear warheads. And the U.S. is already not very good at intercepting them either. I mean, hypothetically, right now, they could fire a dozen at U.S. cities and most would hit their target. And anyone who lived through the Cold War understands that that is very unlikely because of mutually assured destruction. You know, the U.S. has 5,000 nukes that it could fire right back, and then we're all incinerated. But I think what may be freaking out U.S. officials here is, you know, people assume the U.S. military is way ahead of China in every arena. But in this one, the Pentagon does not have a ready-to-deploy hypersonic missile of its own. U.S. is just like China. It's still in a testing phase. Actually, here's what one of those tests sounds like. So that is what 6,500 miles per hour sounds like. That's from a video filmed at a U.S. military base 2 years ago. But I should add the U.S. did another hypersonic missile test last month. So both countries are in the testing phase.
Patrick, do we know why Washington was apparently taken by surprise by this news?
Well, according to the Financial Times, they looked to 5 different intelligence sources, all of whom said, we didn't know they had this technology. We are taken by surprise. Because China has just now denied it, there hasn't been enough time for both sides to go back and forth. The Secretary of Defense was asked about this today, and he said, well, we're always keeping our eye on what China's doing. So we don't know how much they knew. Hey, maybe China's telling the truth. Maybe it wasn't a hypersonic missile test in the first place. Either way, they are working on this, so that's just a fact.
So regardless of what exactly China was testing here, a hypersonic missile or they say a spacecraft, what do you think this episode says about the current military tensions between the U.S. and China?
Well, actually, China's propaganda outlets, without saying, yes, this is a real hypersonic test, they were bragging today, saying, well, you know, if we did do this, we did it actually 2 months ago, and the U.S. didn't even notice, hypothetically. And look how easily we could catch you by surprise. So that kind of goes against what the foreign ministry is saying. I think the bottom line is the U.S. has a lot of fear in this area. The U.S. is neck and neck with China on hypersonic missiles. It's not way ahead. You know, the Pentagon likes to be way ahead of China on everything. So every year it's spending billions and billions of dollars on developing hypersonic missiles. And I haven't even mentioned that Russia is testing hypersonic missiles as well and is quite far along its way. So whether this test was real or if the report is wrong, We are seeing the anxiety that it stirs up by this new type of arms race, which will generate a lot of money for defense contractors and cost taxpayers a lot of money.
The World's Patrick Gwynn, one of our correspondents in Asia. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.